As Time Goes By, written by Bob Larbey, starring Judi Dench as Jean and Jeffrey Palmer as Lionel. You must be the one.
The fundamental things apart as time goes by.
Are we nearly at the studio yet, Alistair?
Not long now, Li. Hey, you look nervous.
I've never enjoyed having my photograph taken.
Ah, this isn't just a photograph, Li. This is you on the cover of your book.
I thought the aim was to sell the book.
It will. Wait till you see the costume.
Costume? You didn't say anything about a costume?
Didn't I?
What have you got in mind, a tutu?
Would I?
I don't know.
Okay, get this. A big game hunter's outfit. A leopard skin band around the hat and everything.
I was a coffee planter, not a big game hunter.
So, is it a white lie?
It's a big black one.
Oh, and you cradle a rifle in your arm, of course.
What, to shoot coffee beans with?
Lie? Lighten up. Believe me, covers sell books. That's why we've got the girl.
What girl?
The one who's going to be in the photograph with you.
Dare I ask what she's going to be doing?
Kneeling at your feet.
Oh, God.
Listen. She's clutching your leg and looking up at you adoringly.
Why?
What do you mean, why? Have you saved her from a man-eating tiger?
There aren't any tigers in Kenya.
An elephant, then.
A man-eating elephant?
Does it matter? The point is that this cover suggests danger, adventure. And let's face it, a bit of flesh never hurts.
How much flesh?
She's dressed, she is dressed. Oh. Of course. Clothes will be a bit torn.
The elephant did that, presumably?
Possibly.
So I'm dressed up like Stuart Granger with a half-naked woman hanging onto my leg.
Gazing up at you adoringly.
Gazing up at me adoringly. And the book is about a coffee planter in Kenya.
Right.
And you don't think that some readers, assuming there are any, will feel a bit cheated when they come to the actual words?
Too late, mate. They'll have bought it by then.
There's a word for what we're doing.
Enterprise.
Deception.
Same thing. Now, if in doubt, close your eyes and think of the royalties.
Well, I could do with some of those.
I know. It's not cheap painting the town red with a beautiful woman.
Oh, what's her name?
Jean.
Oh, I thought you were talking about you.
Lie?
Well, we're not painting the town red. Not even pink. We just go out for a meal now and then.
I see. And?
We're just friends. I'm seeing her on Thursday, as a matter of fact.
Take a tip. Tell her what we're going to do with the book cover. She'll go green with jealousy.
If she goes any colour, it'll be red from laughing hysterically. I thought you said it was a 10-minute walk back from the restaurant to your house.
A brisk 10-minute walk, I said.
Running flat out, I'd have said. Why didn't you want to get a taxi back?
Because we got a taxi there and you paid. And if we'd have got a taxi back, you'd have insisted on paying for that, too.
Would have saved on the shoe leather.
Here we are. You'll come in?
Yes. I need to sit down after that hike.
Come on through. Look, I was only trying to be fair. You paid for the dinner as well.
Which was revolting.
Well, which wasn't wonderful, but you can't go on paying for everything.
Call me old-fashioned.
Which you are.
Thank you.
Look, Lionel, I run a secretarial agency. I've got money. I don't expect to be treated all the time.
You never used to mind.
That was in the dark ages. Girls didn't pay then.
But you want to now?
Well, because I'm not a girl. And you're not a dashing young second lieutenant. Would you like a drink?
No, thank you. I don't think I ever claimed to be dashing.
No, but I thought you were.
I just used to show off a lot.
Anyway, when your book's a big success, you can wine and dine me as much as you like.
I thought we were talking about real life.
Oh, Lionel.
If we hadn't lost touch, I suppose we'd have got married.
Well, I had hoped you'd make an honest woman out of me.
Oh, I intended to. Then we would have bought a house and had children.
Well, look at it another way. We might have got divorced.
On what grounds?
Well, I don't know.
Why bring divorce up?
Well, I'm just covering all eventualities.
Well, I think we'd have stayed married.
Yes, I do. Well, that's sorted out what might have been.
Yes. I'd better go.
Well, you don't have to.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean you can have coffee or a drink or something. What do you think I meant?
Well...
Sorry.
Oh, Judith, do stop saying that every time you come into the room.
I don't. I only say it when Lionel's here. Hello, Lionel.
Hello, Judith. I'm just off, actually.
Oh, now that makes me feel awful.
Well, you'll only miss me for a few minutes.
No, I mean making you go.
No, the old man with the scythe is making me go. I've got to be up early in the morning.
Jogging?
Oh, I almost wish I were. No, I'm having a working breakfast with Alistair.
About the book?
Well, we're not planning to make a coffee table.
Oh, now you've gone all narky.
I'm sorry. It's the thought of Alistair first thing in the morning. Anyway, I'd best be off. Good night, Judith.
Good night.
Night, Jean.
Good night. Well, at least we've got to kissing on the cheek.
You keeping a graph?
There wouldn't be much movement on it if I were.
Doesn't he ever ask you back to his place?
No.
Why not?
I don't know. Perhaps he lives in a squat. Look, we're just friends. We don't ask each other back to each other's places.
So why does he always come back here?
Well, he sees me home. It'd look pretty silly if I saw him home, wouldn't it?
Yes, I suppose it would. Anyway, you'll have your place to yourself this weekend. Not an oops, I'm sorry to be heard.
Why? Where will you be?
I'm going away for the weekend.
Where?
Just away.
With anyone?
Just away. Good night, Mum.
Judy!
Here we are. Double egg, double sausage, double bacon and double bubble.
Ugh.
You sure you're happy with just toast? Sure you won't have a big fryer?
Incredibly sure.
Something, this place, isn't it?
Yes, it is something.
I mean, just feel it.
I can see it's bacon on your fork, Alistair. I don't need to feel it.
Not the bacon. I'm talking about people, live vibes.
Oh, vibes.
You're in one of your difficult moods, aren't you?
No, I'm not, actually. No, I'm just curious as to your definition of a working breakfast. All it's entailed so far is watching you eat enough grease to lubricate the engines on the QE2.
No,
and which is marginally worse, listening to you burbling on about people.
People buy books. People will buy your book. Which brings me to the working part of the breakfast. We publish in 3 weeks' time.
As soon as that?
As soon as that. And what I'm going to need from you, Lai, is commitment with a capital K. There'll be the launch. Hype.
Chutzpah?
Chutzpah, yeah, very good. PAs, personal appearances.
Where?
Who knows? Depends on how hard the team pushes. Oh, and signings. We target bookshops. You sit, they queue, you sign.
Queues for my book?
Well, first they come from my people. We load them, you see, and rely on good old British instinct. If there's a queue, you join it. Now then, I've got a dummy.
You're not going to do a ventriloquist act to entertain the queues.
Nice one, Lai. No, no, no. This is a dummy. A dummy of the book. Now take a deep breath and cop the cover.
I knew it would be worse than I thought.
Lai, it's terrific. It has impact.
I think it's vaguely pornographic.
Would I lie, Lai?
People don't just buy books to sit and stare at the cover. They read what's inside.
Yes, but if they pick up the book, that's half the battle. Here, you can keep this.
In a plain brown wrapper, presumably.
Come on, mate. Prepare to take on the world. Oh, I must go. Now, any qualms, any probs, just bell me. But not this weekend. I shall be in Paris.
It's a hard life.
Well, you know what they say? All work and no play.
Bores Jack to death.
Mega. See you, mate.
Boss, Lionel's here.
Oh, right.
He looks a bit furtive.
Does he? Come in, Lionel.
Hello, Jean.
Oh, you're right, Sandy. He does.
Does what?
Look furtive.
I've sent out for lunch. I'll just see where it's got to.
How are you, Lionel?
Looking furtive, apparently.
Well, you do. What's in the envelope?
Probably what I'm looking furtive about.
Oh?
It's a dummy of the book. Do you want to see it? I want you to know that the photograph on the cover was not my idea.
Well, show me then.
There you are. You can laugh if you like.
I'm not laughing.
You want to, though?
No, I don't want to.
You just did.
It was only a little one.
You think it's ridiculous, don't
no,
you?
No, I don't think it's ridiculous.
Grotesque.
Look, I can find my own adjective, thank you.
Go on, then.
Well...
May I have it back, please?
Well, it's only because I know you. I mean, you're not the kind of man who stands around with girls hanging onto his legs.
Leg?
Leg, then, or are you?
You know very well I'm not. God, in 3 weeks' time, every bookshop in London will be ringing with laughter.
You don't know that.
You laugh?
You're becoming very self-obsessed. Do you know that?
I'm sorry. I'm all I've had to be obsessed with for some time.
Oh.
Lunch up. Sandwiches and coffee.
Oh, thanks, Sandy. Now, what do you think of Lionel's cover photograph?
Oh.
She's going to laugh.
Now, just let her make up her own mind.
Well?
Great legs.
Thanks.
Hers. You look very butch.
Butch.
Yes.
I like the sweaty chest.
I suppose it was a girl who got him in that state.
It was not. That was sprayed on.
Well, I think it's all right. It's, well, it's eye-catching.
Good God. Do you mean that Alistair's right? Does it actually say, pick me up and buy me?
That may be a shade too optimistic, but it does say, pick me up and have a flick through.
Oh, well, that's a start. Mm.
May I go to lunch now?
Yes, of course.
I shall never look at you in the same light again. Oh.
Oh.
Now, don't start walking around in that bush hat, though, will you? Come on, eat your sandwiches.
Thank you. When I said lunch, I meant I'd take you to the pub.
No, this is fine. I often work through lunch.
Mm, it's a bit high pressure, isn't it?
Well, you're the one having the business breakfast.
Alistair eats like a horse, only faster. He's young enough too, I suppose.
Perhaps you'd let me cut your crusts off.
Our first breakfast together was a boiled egg.
So it was. Funny finding that hotel again the other week.
Mm. You lost your nerve this time.
I did.
Well, I think you made your excuses before I made mine.
Fractionally.
We used to dream of a weekend in Paris, didn't we?
Yes, we did. A little room high up with a window overlooking the roofs of Montmartre.
A kindly concierge who smiled on young love.
And accordions. Always accordions.
We saw too many French films. Pity we never went there.
Well, not having enough money to cross the Channel was one drawback.
Incidentally, Alistair's going to Paris this weekend.
Oh, business?
Not from the sly grin on his face.
Oh.
What?
Judith's going away this weekend.
What? To Paris?
She wouldn't say.
I see.
What if they are?
Well, what if they are?
Well, it's a bit dodgy, isn't it?
Well, you change your tune.
Well, you know what I mean.
Well, Judith's not a child.
Well, I know that.
Well, she's a lot older than you were. Yeah,
I know that, too.
Well, look on the bright side. At least they won't stay in a garret run by some mean-faced old concierge with a bloody accordion playing under the window.
That wasn't the dream.
It would have been the reality.
Yes, maybe. So what do you think?
About Paris?
No, about Judy and Alistair.
Well, not a lot, really. Oh, look, this is all supposition. You don't know they're going to Paris together. He could be taking some of the...
Other what?
Girl.
You were going to say bit of stuff.
No, I wasn't. Anyway, I don't think they call them that these days.
Them?
Girls.
Did you call me your bit of stuff?
Of course not.
What did you call me?
My bit of crackling.
What?
In a very endearing way.
You used to call me poo.
I know I did. But you can hardly refer to a girl as my bit of poo, can you?
No, I suppose not. You've gone right off the subject.
You started it.
Oh, yes, I suppose I did. Well, what about Judy?
Well, you could be worrying about nothing at all.
And if I'm not?
Well, either way, my best advice is to mind your own business.
Yes, of course. You're right.
Good.
Only I shall. I shall.
It's not.
Hi, Mum.
Oh, hello, love.
No Lionel?
Well, not unless he's hiding under a cushion.
Sorry.
Where have you been?
I got kept late at school.
Sorry?
So, what do you want to talk to me about?
Why should I want to talk to you about anything?
The television going off as I come in. It's a dead giveaway.
No. Oh, I must remember that. This weekend, Judy.
What about it?
Is it wise?
Is it what?
Wise.
It's a very peculiar question.
Well, I'm a peculiar person.
No, you're not. Well, you are early in the mornings, but this is...
Look, about Alistair. He's very good-looking, he's very wealthy, and he's quite charming in a sledgehammer sort of way, but...
You haven't succumbed, have you?
No, I'm talking about you and Alistair.
Why?
Aren't you spending the weekend with him?
Well, what makes you think that?
Well, because he told Lionel he was going to Paris for the weekend.
Ah, you've had your spies out, haven't you?
You can't really see Lionel as a spy, can you?
Why don't you just have me bugged, you know, be done with it.
Oh, look, you're just being silly.
And you're being nosy. It's no good acting like a mother hen, Mum. I'm not a chick anymore. I'm not even a pullet.
All right, all right. You're not going to tell me any more, are you?
No. But look on the bright side.
What's that?
No one in the way at the weekend if the old rooster wants to chase the mother hen round the farmyard.
Sandy?
Coming, boss.
Sandy, could you get these letters into the post this afternoon for me?
Yes, of course. Judith popped home to pack. Off for the weekend.
Yes, I know.
Have you got anything planned?
No, why?
Well, it's just that with Judith away, you and Lionel will have the house to yourselves.
No, not you two.
Well, why not?
Well, because... Look, I don't want it discussed. Look, I'm out to lunch.
I think you are.
Officially.
Or to everyone, or just Lionel?
Use your initiative.
What if it fails?
Well, then you're in trouble.
Phone in my office. I'll go.
Right.
Good afternoon. Type for you, agency. Yes, hello, Mrs. Hopyard. Yes, we'll have Claire Edwards with you at 10:30 Monday morning. Absolutely, thanks. Bye. Bye.
Hello, Sandy.
Hello, sexy legs.
You can cut that out. Is Jean in?
No, she's at a business lunch.
It's 3:30. It's going on a bit, isn't it?
Oh, well, they do sometimes. Can I help?
No. Well, yes, perhaps you can. I want to buy a suit.
We don't sell suits.
Forget I mentioned it.
No, I'm sorry. I'm always facetious on Fridays. I don't see the problem.
Well, it's the child Alistair. According to him, I'm going to be on show. But what are authors supposed to look like?
I thought they wore bush hats and carried rifles.
I mean real authors, not the figments of Alistair's imagination.
Well, I don't know.
Well, what would you wear?
A little black number that wouldn't suit you at all.
If you were me, I mean.
Well, that's stretching the imagination a bit, isn't it?
Yes, it is, I suppose. Oh, blow it, I'll ask Jean. Assuming she ever gets back from lunch.
Oh, she could be ages.
So you keep saying. Well, maybe I'll pop back later. Cheerio.
Bye. All clear.
Well done, Sandy.
It's not well done at all. You're turning me into a professional liar.
Yes, I'm sorry, but...
On second thoughts, you're here.
Yes, I just got back from lunch.
Then why didn't you pass me on the stairs?
She came in the back way.
Yes.
Why?
Why?
Yes, I was wondering about that.
Well, because, I just do some... Well, sometimes for a change.
I see. Well, now you're here. Do you think I could have a word?
No, really, Lionel, no. I've got to go out.
You've only just come in.
Well, I forgot I've got to do some shopping.
I'll come with you.
No.
Why not?
You don't like shopping.
I just offered.
Men don't like shopping. Why do you want to come shopping?
I need a suit. You could buy what you want to buy and then help me choose a suit. Perhaps we could find a cup of coffee.
I can't have coffee. I've got a lot of work to do.
You just said you were going shopping.
That was before I remembered I had a lot of work to do. I expect there have been hundreds of phone calls, haven't there, Sandy?
Thousands.
Thousands, yes, you see.
I was here just now. The phone didn't ring once.
Ah, this morning. Yes. All the calls were this morning.
This morning, yes, this morning, yes. All the calls were this morning, before I went out to lunch.
Well, why ask about them, then?
Because I... Because... Look, stop grilling me like the CBI or the FBI. I don't have to explain my actions to you. I'm just very busy, Lance. Look, I'm very, very busy.
Then I apologise for taking up so much of your apparently disorganised time.
Oh, don't be angry. It's only work.
Oh, all right. And what about this evening?
I can't this evening. Oh. I'm working at home with Sandy, and tomorrow. Well, all weekend, in fact. You get these mad times in business sometimes. Sorry, Lionel, but I'll see you next week, and I hope you get a nice suit.
I assume you knew about this working weekend, Sandy?
Oh, I did, yes. Yes, I did.
I don't believe you. Come to think of it. I don't believe a single word that's been said in this office for the last 20 minutes.
I think we asked for that.
Oh, I feel utterly stupid.
You were stupid. And what's worse, you were transparent. I've got an 8-year-old nephew who wouldn't have swallowed that lot.
I panicked.
You don't do that.
Well, now I do. Do you think Lionel took it badly?
Well, you saw his face.
Oh, dear.
Are you packing him in, or what?
No, I just don't want to see him this weekend, that's all.
You're taking this weekend far too seriously.
I've just passed Lionel.
How did he seem?
Terse. What's being taken too seriously?
This weekend. She's just done a big, unconvincing number about not being able to see him.
Oh, Mum.
Look, don't oh, Mum me. It's you and your roosters.
Cold feet. Mm.
Who'd have thought?
And this is not a teenager we're talking about.
Now, look, that's it. I don't want my age discussed. I don't want the temperature of my feet discussed. I don't want me discussed, full stop. Now, can we all get on with some work?
Well, I just popped in to drop some papers off. I'm off for the weekend.
Oh, well, cheerio, then. Have a nice time.
I shall.
Oh, by the way, I should buy yourself a crochet hook on the way home.
If I were you, you know, keep yourself occupied this weekend. Bye, Sandy.
Bye. She's right, you know. The way you're behaving...
Work.
What? Oh, who the hell's that? I'm coming. I'm coming. Hello. Hello, Alistair. Come in.
Merci beaucoup. Forgive me for saying so, mate, but you look on the rumpled side.
I was having my Saturday afternoon nap watching Grandstand.
Sorry about that. I've got a package for you.
You working part-time for the post office?
Dry lie. No. These are some notes I put together for the book launch. It fills you in on what to say, how to say it, how to dress, when to push. Think of it as a sort of Bible.
Is that good?
If it's not in there, it's not worth knowing. It will help. It really will. Here you are.
Thank you, Alistair. Oh, a cup of tea or something?
No, sorry. Got to run. Got to face to meet in Eaton Square.
I thought you were going to Paris.
Paris is lost. Bit of business came up.
Oh, what happened to all work and no play?
£250,000 worth of business.
Fair enough. Was Judith disappointed?
Why should she be?
Well, of course, she's going away for the weekend, and Jean assumed...
Oh, assumption doth make cowards of us all.
That's misquoted, and it doesn't make sense.
Doesn't it?
No.
Well, I won't use it again, then. No, the fair Judith was never on the agenda. Mind you, futuristically speaking...
I actually hoped she wasn't being that silly.
Oh, do I hear future stepfather speaking?
You most certainly do not.
Oh, okay. Well, leave you to get ready for this evening. A shower, touch of mousse, splash of my God, you smell sexy. Into something smooth, and it's hello, Jean.
I only eat mousse. I don't own anything smooth, and I'm not seeing her tonight anyway.
With Judith away for the weekend, Lionel.
You've got a one-track mind.
Just trying to be a mate. When did you last see Jean?
Yesterday.
Are you really telling me that she wasn't giving out vibes of a very special kind?
All she was giving out was behaviour which bordered on the hysterical.
Oh, big match nerves.
Goodbye, Alistair.
I just want the universe to be happy, that's all. Bye, Lai.
Just coming.
Oh. Hello, Lionel.
Busy?
Yes, I'm cleaning the oven.
Is Sandy helping, or have you got her doing the sink?
Oh.
Well, one or two things I'd like to say to you.
Well, go on, then.
Well, perhaps you'd like to shut the door and I can shout them through the letterbox.
There's no need to be sarcastic.
Do you mean I can come in?
Yes.
Thank you.
I wasn't expecting to see you today.
Obviously not.
Look, a dreadful mess.
That's what I meant.
Well, that's not a very gallant thing to say.
I don't feel very gallant. I feel a bit angry, if you must know.
Why?
I don't really have to answer that, do I?
Would you like a drink?
Better not.
Why better not?
I get very amorous when I'm drunk. No knowing what I might do with you all alone in the house.
Oh, all right. If it makes you feel better, I feel a complete and utter fool.
So you should. You know, for a while yesterday, I seriously considered the possibility that you were trying to shunt me off into the siding.
No!
I also considered the possibility that you had become temporarily deranged.
Would you like to go home now?
No, not until I finish, no. All that hoo-ha about being busy all weekend. You simply didn't want me in the house with Judith away.
No, all right, I didn't.
In other words, you don't trust me.
Oh, it was all so set up. Judy kept smirking and talking about farmyards and roosters.
Alistair was much more subtle. He just referred to it as the big match this afternoon.
This afternoon?
Yes. He didn't go to Paris after all. Oh, and Judith was never on the menu. The agenda.
Why did she let me believe she was?
Well, look, I'm having trouble trying to understand you at the moment without trying to understand your daughter as well.
Then where is she?
I don't know. She's a grown woman. She's not Eskimo Nell.
Eskimo Nell?
I don't mean Eskimo Nell. I mean Little Nell. Anyway, if she chooses to go off for the weekend...
Oh, Lord, that makes it worse. She is, as they say, giving us space.
What? For the big match?
Let's have a drink.
Oh, good idea. I see what you mean by a setup.
I didn't realize it was that much of a one.
Rather like pushing a child into the middle of the room and expecting to do its party piece.
Well, I wouldn't put it quite like that.
No, perhaps not.
Cheers.
Cheers. Would you like to go out to eat?
No, let's stay in and I'll cook something.
You won't have to finish off cleaning the oven, will you?
No. I'll do something on toast.
Look, About the empty house situation.
Look, don't let's talk about it. It's just there. We don't have to think of it as if it's a situation with neon lights all around it.
Quite right. But given the situation...
Yes, well, I wasn't being completely honest about that. It wasn't just a question of not trusting you. It was a question of not trusting myself.
I see.
Yes, don't read too much into that.
No, I won't.
Sardines?
Pardon?
On toast in the kitchen.
Oh, fine. I'll give you a hand. That was very nice. Very sardine-y.
Thank you.
Oh, I forgot. Alistair gave me some notes on how to be an author.
Oh, may I have a look? Do you want some coffee?
What's so funny?
Nothing. Drink your coffee. You never make any comment on my coffee.
Well, should I?
Well, you owned a coffee plantation for the best part of your life.
Oh, I see. Well, it's jolly nice.
Jolly nice is the sort of thing the vicar would say.
Does he often pop round here for coffee?
No, I'm speaking figuratively.
And it wasn't the best part of my life, you know, in Kenya. A major, but not the best. A tiny time with you 38 years ago was the best part of my life.
Are you chatting me up?
Yes, I suppose I am.
Now, about this sex thing.
What sex thing?
Well, here in Alistair's notes.
Oh.
How to be an author in 10 easy lessons. There's this bit about sex.
I knew you'd laugh.
Well, it isn't you, is it?
Of course it isn't.
He wants you to come over as a bit of an old ram.
Well, I could buy a T-shirt with sex machine printed across it.
Well, that's not very subtle, is it?
Well, subtlety isn't a word I associate with Alistair.
He only wants you to hint at it.
What? Leer a lot?
No, no, just suggest that your personal life is steamy without actually saying it.
Leer reflectively?
No, smile mischievously.
What?
Yes. If pressed on a ticklish subject, smile a little mischievously and say, hey, hey, and your potential readers will think, ho, ho.
It isn't me at all, this, is it?
Well, it could be. It's easy enough.
Go on, then. Show me. Smile.
Oh, well, I didn't say I could do it.
You said it was easy.
Well, well, all right. It's sort of... Well, open your mouth and stretch your lips and show your teeth like this.
That was rather good.
Well, thank you.
What were you thinking about to make you smile like that?
Gooseberry fool.
I didn't have to carry on like this to sell coffee beans.
But it's not quite the same thing, is it?
I know, I know.
Oh, wouldn't you know it?
Judy, where have you been?
Pangbourne. Not Paris. Not with Alistair. Pangbourne. Just me. Just me. Well, I wanted to get out of your hair for a bit.
Why Pangbourne?
I've always liked the sound of Pangbourne.
What's it like?
Oh, wrong people. The hotel was full of a noisy sales conference, all men, all noisy, and all wishful thinkers. Then I thought, what am I doing here? I mean, Mum's got cold feet anyway. So I came home. What happened to the cold feet?
We decided to be adult.
Look, my bag's packed. I can go somewhere else.
You do that, and our embarrassment factor will go straight through the roof.
Look, Judy, love, just leave us to make our own plans, right?
And what will they be?
Well, put it this way. We've already got as far as making sardines on toast.
You've been listening to As Time Goes By, written by Bob Larby, and starring Judy Dench as Jean and Geoffrey Palmer as Lionel. Judith was played by Maura Brooker, Alistair by John Glover, and Sandy by Jenny Funnell. The producer was Martin Fisher.
The world will always welcome lovers.
As Time Goes By is a DLT Entertainment production in association with the Theatre of Comedy for BBC Radio 2.